This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Also, many of you can send us your questions or your comments through Facebook, through Twitter, and through our email. Beverly writes, and I've been talking to Beverly. She is a sweetheart. She says, our elected officials have created a new law trying to fix a drug problem by creating a new problem. She personally takes Norco for some time now, spinal stenosis, neuropathy, and she says it gives her a better quality of living. Now, Norco is like Lortab, okay, or Vicodin. But she says, my doc now of 25 years tells me word for word, just what you said, that if he continues to treat his pain patients, he could be fined, have his license taken away, and go to jail. So he is now referring all his patients to a pain specialist. She says, it's not possible to see a doc every 7 days to get a new prescription. So the choices now are suffer the pain, stop the med, go through withdrawal, live in pain and hope to die, or go to the streets and get illegal drugs, and then one doesn't even know what they are getting. Do they use cannabis? She says she's almost 70. She says she knows many folks on these meds for various chronic pain, and the innocent ones are the ones now paying the price. So she goes on with this, and, you know, I think there are so many people out there like Bev who are suffering. Now, I found this interesting. There's a, is it called an op-ed or an opinion piece, where in statnews.com, Patrick Skerritt writes, and writes very well, you know, he's a good author, but he writes, hey doctors, why aren't you stepping up to treat people with opioid addiction? And many researchers have pointed out that there's a lot of medication out there like methadone, buprenorphine, naltrexone, or combos of these that we could use to treat individuals with an opioid addiction. And less than 1 in 10 do. He says people with opioid use disorder are treated by family physicians in small towns. These patients, the internists, gastroenterologists, neurologists, pain specialists, emergency physicians, other specialists. Yet most physicians are standing on the sidelines, he says, putting the treatment their patients need to someone else or to no one. According to the Surgeon General's report, only 1 in 10 Americans with addiction are actually treated for it. So that's a good question. You know, we have methadone clinics. We have medications. Why aren't more doctors, quote-unquote, stepping up? Well, as a doctor, I could tell you right off the bat, all right, we doctors have very little choice when it comes to medical decisions and laws and how we treat patients, and we have governments and so many other entities intervening anyway. And then on the flip side, if anything happens, we can't turn around and blame the government. We can't turn around and blame the new laws, etc. We still get hit with a malpractice suit. And in fact, some of these new laws have implied that if any of our patients do overdose, we could be in a lot of trouble. And so, as a doctor who's like, look, I'm just here to try to treat pneumonia, HIV, do surgery, deliver babies. I don't want to lose my license. I don't want to get involved in all this. They pass. And it's one of the very few liberties they have. Refer out. I was always frustrated by that as a doctor. I would have patients with seizure disorders losing their driver's license in the ER, and then I would send them to a neurologist to, you know, clear them from a seizure potential, and some neurologists say, no, I don't do seizures. I go, but you're a neurologist. That if you don't manage seizures, who does? I don't know. You can find somebody else, but I don't do that anymore. And I get so mad. You know, because I'm like, well, I have somebody who doesn't have a driver's license, and they need EEG testing, they need... And so I was frustrated as heck, but that those doctors that chose to do that did have a right. I mean, you know, you get underpaid, you get sued, you get, you know, you have a right to protect yourself. And if you want to see only certain types of patients and take care of certain things that you won't get in trouble for or sued for, you have a right to do that. For example, let's say you take care of a patient, something goes wrong and you get sued. Then you take care of another patient, similar issue, okay, let's say it has to do with the prostate or whatever, and again, you have a miss where they'll go on to develop cancer and you didn't catch it in time. That doctor has a duty to go, you know what, I'm just not going to manage that medical condition anymore, or I'm going to try to become better. There's a variety of things that doctor could do. But if a doctor says, look, you know what, I'm not that good at diagnosing prostate cancer and going against the recommendations to screen or to not screen. I want to screen. So you know what? I'm just going to get somebody else involved so I don't have any more patients come up with prostate cancer. That's something that you would think a medical board would want. And so here we are looking at the pain medications and the opioid issues. And if you cannot effectively wean somebody off their opioids, you have no gosh darn business pretending that you can. If not, you are not. You can do your patient a disservice, and if anything happens to that patient, you're going to get sued. So the average doctor, if they don't feel, not, I'm not talking about adequately qualified, we are talking about extremely masterful in that type of medicine, they're not going to touch it. And they have a duty to their patient to not touch it. The problem is the average doctor doesn't feel comfortable doing that. So now people are saying, look, okay, we got to deputize everybody. Let's deputize pharmacists. Everybody hand out naltrexone or naloxone to reverse opioid overdose. Well, that's fine and dandy, but that's not proper treatment of a person addicted to opioids. You give somebody the reversal drug, that may save their life right then and there. That's wonderful, but they still have to go to an ER because they still may go back into respiratory depression because the medicine may only work for so long. You still have an addiction issue. I mean, this is a very, very complex, multifaceted problem. And we do not have enough medical providers out there that can help treat opioid addiction. And thinking I'll just hand out a pill, that doesn't cut it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, Brad, and Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I am seeing people rip to pieces The Lost World. I guess it's the new Jurassic Park movie. I did see it yesterday, right, on the holiday. I saw The Lost World, and I actually kind of liked it. I love the whole Jurassic Park dinosaur franchise. Yeah, we had a couple bad ones in there. Wasn't there one with Vince Vaughn, and that just didn't seem to do as well? But I thought that overall it was pretty good. The funny thing is I kind of knew a little bit more about the movie before I walked in, and unfortunately somebody had mentioned it to me, but I had mixed up which character that was going to be. And so unfortunately I was looking for things a little differently than I should have. But I do find it fascinating that Hollywood has to continually rehash franchises. I'm watching the previews, and one of the previews shows, like, a big, huge, great white shark. To me, I thought it was a great white shark. A big shark. So I go, all right, so Jaws. They're coming back and doing Jaws. And it looks good, and there's some good stars in there, and it's a scary-looking shark. And then they don't call it Jaws. They call it the Meg for Megalodon. And I'm like, I wanted to see the movie until you came up with the title. That's kind of stupid. I would have almost rather you made it like a Jaws 12 or whatever, wherever we are in the sequel with that. And so going back to The Lost World, I think it is worth seeing if you like dinosaurs, you want to see people chased by dinosaurs, and you want to see dinosaurs eat people, and you want to get a little scared. People took their kids to the movie, and you heard babies, and they're screaming. I'm like, it's kind of scary. Oh, in terms of seizure activity, I think there were some bright lights, so I think there should be a warning on that. There were some bright lights, and not as bad as Incredibles, but maybe there was that potential to disturb you from an eye standpoint. But, you know, what I find fascinating is people like to see other people get eaten. That's why the movie Jaws, Jurassic Park, and why is that? I mean, I like humor. Maybe I like a good love story. It's not my favorite type of genre. I really don't like lovey-dovey chick flicks. I don't really like that. But if it makes me laugh and it has a good story, I'll watch it. Just like, you know, This Is Us. It really is more girly. I'd rather see Fauda and Game of Thrones and Vikings and that kind of thing. But I gotta tell you, if the writers do a good job, I'll watch it. But why are people fascinated by seeing humans get eaten? Just like with Jaws. I was a little girl. And I was scared to death by that movie. My parents wouldn't let me see it, and then I finally saw it. I forgot how I snuck to see it. I think I went with some friends, or my sister snuck me in or something. And I was horrified. I was horrified of the beach. I was just horrified. But I kept watching. And I don't turn away from the movie. I watch when the shark is coming. Or when the, you know, dinosaur is coming. And is it that we want to see things that we can't see out in the wild? Is it because we're animals? And so we want to see animalistic things happen to us as animals? Is it because we like getting scared so that we feel safer? Or is it because we're just really out of our minds? But I think it's a good movie. The one thing I do want to warn you about before we move on is there's supposed to be a post-credit scene, and I told you guys to stay till the end for the post-credit scene. It's not worth it. The post-credit scene is less than 2 seconds long. It's kind of stupid if you ask me. But as long as you don't have to pee and you don't mind sitting there, there's a post-credit scene. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that doesn't fascinate me is why people want to climb the Statue of Liberty. You know, I think protests are admirable, you know, depending on what you're protesting. I think it's a right that we have in America, and it's a very rare freedom around the globe. And so for us to be able to air our grievances publicly is a gift. But we had a lady yesterday who climbed up she didn't climb up the whole thing. She got to the robes of the Statue of Liberty to protest the separation of migrant families. She has been taken into custody after a standoff. She had to talk the woman down. She refused to leave. And for nearly 3 hours, she crossed the base of the statue, at times sitting in the folds of the statue's dress, under her sandal, and she was identified as Teresa Patricia Okuomo by law enforcement. And the woman was part of a group of protesters that had declared she would not come down until all the children are released. As she came down, about 16 officers with the New York City Police Department's Emergency Service Unit, a team trained to perform some of the most dangerous rescues in the city, had to take part in the rescue apprehension effort. That's according to Officer Brian Glacken said in a news conference. Now, you see, this is what concerns me. Actually, they say at first she wasn't friendly with us, but we took the time to get a rapport with her, and that took a while. This is where I get mad. I don't mind if you want to protest. I don't care what you're protesting about. Like I said, it's our right, and I will defend your right to be able to protest because it's our freedom of speech. However, do not tax first responders. They needed 16 officers from their emergency service unit, at least, not to mention all the other first responders and people that had to stop what they're doing for this. And, yeah, she got her fame. Yeah, she, you know, was able to take a stand and make every, you know, well known. But, you know, at what cost? She said, according to Officer Brian Glacken, she was she just kind of mentioned the kids in Texas. I guess the whole debate that's going on about that. In the beginning, she threatened to push us off, push the ladder off, but we stayed with her. Then officers with ropes and climbing gear reached her. They said at first she was being combative, then she was willing to cooperate with us. She actually apologized to us for having to go up there and get her. There we go. That is what I'm waiting for. Again, you don't have to apologize for protesting, but apologize for putting other people at risk. Not only directly, but indirectly, because these people couldn't help other people because you put yourself up there. Now, she is affiliated with Rise and Resist. She's an organizer, I guess, and her climb was not part of a planned protest. According to Rise and Resist, she climbed without her knowledge. It was not part of our action. So, you know, again, the Statue of Liberty, I get that. Somebody could say, well, that was effective. You know, sometimes, you know, you need to kill to save, you know, like with war. And I get how you can't always do anything and do everything all, you know, soft and kitten gloved. But I think there are so many other more effective ways to protest or to help or to, you know, I mean, this was my problem with Colin Kaepernick originally. You know, deciding to kneel in the national anthem, during the national anthem, I go, if you are really concerned about families that got affected by police brutality, then where's a fund? Are you donating? Are you setting up a trust, a foundation for them? Just taking a knee, yeah, that's great because you could be on TV, but you know, now eventually he did. I think months later he did donate and set up a fund. But, you know, initially you see people, they're like, you know what, I'm going to do this. And they feel all empowered and their adrenaline is rushing and they're going to get some media, they're going to get some press, they're going to get some attention. And I foresee a frenzy and people wanting to get this sort of attention. And doing stupid things. And we don't have enough law enforcement. We don't have enough people doing what they need to do when it comes to people with, you know, major catastrophes and tragedies going on. So visitors were turned away. Liberty Island had to be evacuated during the police action. Tourist Tiana Smith of Atlanta said she was walking towards the statue during a tour Wednesday. And then workers there started telling everyone to turn back. And understandable, they don't know if she had a gun. They don't know if, you know, the protester had a gun. They didn't know if she was going to try to commit suicide. And so, of course, they had to make sure no one was around. I would have been mad. If I paid for tickets and I took the day off and I would be furious. And so they had to take the ferry ride back. They saw SWAT team, police officers. So, yeah, they needed SWAT. And, you know, 3,000 people had to be turned away from that. And 4th of July is one of the busiest days. So she was successful, this lady, in terms of getting media attention, etc. Did she do anything to help the situation with immigration? Probably not. You know, she could have even heard it because it makes it look like people are whack jobs. And they're not. People protesting what's going on with immigration have some good arguments. There's a lot of arguments when it comes to immigration. You know, us having a better system, us, you know, not having such an easy illegal pathway, making a more legal pathway. But this, to me, was a waste of some crucial resources. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zawig is a former Navy SEAL. He talks about what this rescue will look like.
I don't think this is in the playbook. I mean, it's a mile and a half in. They're going to put them on ropes, probably give them some sedatives. They're going to use a Kirby Morgan full face hood. And, I mean, they're going to wish, you know, hope for the best. I read something earlier. They're talking about 100% probability of no problems. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to wait 4 months until the rain recedes and they can walk out.
A teenager in San Antonio, Texas, was attacked in a restaurant this week for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The 16-year-old supporter of President Trump was eating with friends at a Whataburger in San Antonio when a patron came up and threw a drink in his face. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice, or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are just being told that NBC host Ed Schultz has died at the age of 64. I had worked with him for a little period of time and known him through the radio world, and he was very well known in many of the liberal circuits. And he was just an absolute sweetheart. And, you know, whether you're on one side of the aisle or not, you know, it blows my mind how people will really despise people that they see on TV or in the media based on, you know, what they say and what they do for a job. You know, I believe that Schultz was originally conservative. And then I think he started to adopt some more liberal views, then he became a host on MSNBC. And I just want to remind you guys that I don't want to say it's all a show and it's all smoke and mirrors. It's not. You know, I mean, you know, we feel the way we feel, and we will I'm an open book. You guys know exactly how I feel, and many times it's on both sides of the aisle. There are certain things I feel strongly about either way. But, you know, I've heard some rumblings today that I shouldn't have for a man that was a human being. And, when they say natural causes at age 64, that is kind of concerning. You know, 64, that's kind of young to die of quote-unquote natural causes. I've been asked that. I've been asked, what does that mean? What does dying of natural causes mean? Well, it means, you know, you died in your sleep or old age or, you know, it was just time for the body to go. I don't know how convinced I am that somebody who was 64, but unfortunately, he passed. We want to give him privacy during this difficult time, him and his family privacy during this difficult time, and we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we are being told that the NHS is celebrating their 70th birthday. As we celebrate our Independence Day this week, staff and patients are joining celebrations across the United States, or across the UK, sorry. Here, we're not really celebrating the NHS, to mark their 70th birthday. Now, the NHS has been having a lot of issues. A lot of issues. Apparently, thousands of tea parties are taking place right now to raise money for their charities. Dozens of landmark buildings are going to be bathed in blue light, including the Blackpool Tower, the Gateshead Millennium Bridge, and the London Eye. And the NHS is facing its eighth decade. But boy, is it having issues. It is the largest publicly funded health service, dealing with more than 1 million patients every 36 hours. And they are spending over 100 billion pounds a year. They got a lot of issues. Record numbers for people waiting at emergency rooms, waiting for treatment, being turned down, for surgeries. This is not the easiest time. And it makes us concerned as Americans when we have half the country begging that we have a health system similar to theirs. You know, well, socialization, you know, we need to do it the way Europe does it. I mean, they're successful. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I try to give you guys as much information as possible from what we see, and it's difficult because, again, it could be tainted by certain news circuits, but the average news circuit is pretty liberal. And so if they're saying, nah, there's issues, you know, this we're getting from The Guardian. And they don't go too much into the detail, of how they're struggling. But it's pretty well known throughout all media circuits that the NHS is struggling. And 100 billion pounds a year, that's close to what? 130, 40 billion dollars a year in America? I have to do the conversion. So Simon Stevens, the NHS England chief executive, said the reason why the health service does so well, so he says it does well, frankly, due to the brilliance of the staff. He said it's because of the staff that the nation has just recommitted to the idea of health service. When you need us, based on how sick you are, not whether you can afford us. On Wednesday, Theresa May told a gathering of NHS staff at Downing Street that the UK was marking a very special birthday in a world that changed almost beyond recognition since 48. The vision at the heart of NHS, a tax-funded service that is available to all, free at the point of use, with care based on clinical need and not the ability to pay, still retains near universal acceptance. All right. That does. The average person, even in America, has been considering how nice that would be for somebody to be able to just walk into a doctor's office for free or walk into an emergency room for free in America. As a doctor, I would love that. The problem is you have a lot of people misuse the system, and we don't have enough money going into the system. We have hundreds of millions of people that we are trying to take care of, not only American citizens, but those who aren't citizens, and tourists and people on visa and illegal immigrants, etc. And as a doctor, I'm like, fine, here, bandage here, 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 here. But, you know, hospitals even say they're running out of supplies. They're running out of medicines. They're running out of funds. And you can only be healthy, or you can only treat people if you're healthy yourself. You know how on an airplane, they say, look, if, you know, the cabin pressure drops, you know, because of altitude changes, put your oxygen mask on first and then your child. And all of us moms sit there and go, oh, hell no, I'm going to do my baby first. I'm going to make sure my baby gets oxygen first. Well, no. Actually, put the oxygen mask on you first so you're coherent and then can help the baby. And the same thing with healthcare system. Take care of your infrastructure first. Make sure you're fine so you can turn around and help others. In a hospital, if all the doctors and nurses and staff get Ebola, they can't turn around and help you all. So we want to make sure they're healthy so they can turn around and help you all. The government, they probably have the ZMAP, but the government probably has a whole silo of stuff so that if anything really bad happens, they can at least still be healthy so they could turn around and initiate a protocol to help others. So we can't wait for us to get healthy because our healthcare system is killing us. And it was a mess even before Obamacare. I hate to say that, but we had issues. And the reason why we had issues with our healthcare system is because we were getting healthier. The longer we live, the more medical costs we need. Now, we didn't really have a lot of dementia in the olden days. We didn't really deal with Alzheimer's. We didn't have that much cancer. Why? Because people were dying of heart attacks. Now, we're able to stop that, prevent that in a lot of cases, thank God. So, we will see a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old or an 80-year-old very commonly now. But then there's going to be other issues. They may need a new knee. They may need a new hip. They may have osteoporosis, fall, get a fracture. So because we're living longer and we have more people on this earth at any one time, we are going to require more and more medical services. And the medical services aren't cheap, like a little tincture or a little, like, I have a bag from the 1800s it was what you would make cough syrup out of. It was all these ingredients. I'll bring it in and tell you guys one time where it's all these ingredients and then you would add water to it and that would be your cough syrup. And it was a big bag, meaning people would buy a big, huge bag of this for their family. They must have, you know, treated themselves a lot with this. All right? And I don't think it was very, very expensive. Yeah, I think it had, like, sugar and grain and certain wheats or whatever in it. So, you know, but now, no. We want to use monoclonal antibodies. We have anti-cancer drugs, heart medications, anti-arrhythmic drugs. These are fancy, expensive suckers. So, congratulations, NHS, on your 70th birthday. I hope you'll see many more, but again, I don't think what you're doing is going to be sustainable. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I bark about all the time on the show is how I think it'd be great if we slept with oxygen, or maybe many of us sleep with a sleep apnea mask, because I wonder if it'll help prevent dementia. I also think we should do it for anybody who suffers from CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Well, a study has come out saying if you snore loudly, that could be an early warning sign for dementia and memory problems. People with obstructive sleep apnea, which often causes heavy snoring, did worse in memory tests and have changes in the brain linked to dementia. Well, duh, this is what we've been talking about. Millions of Americans suffer from dementia, and they could have undiagnosed sleep apnea. Snoring, right, shows it occurs because of airway resistance. You make a sound when you have resistance in air, like a fart. There's airway resistance in the anus area, and that causes a sound when there's an expulsion of air. Same thing with snoring. If you don't have a nice open airway and less fat and not a big tongue that falls back there, and, you know, you have a nice, you can sleep like this. But when you got big tonsils or a big tongue or a fatty neck or just the position of your jaw, you'll sound like this. So when you're doing that, does that mean you're getting good air? And so I always thought that if you're not getting good air, you're not getting the oxygen to the brain. If you're not going to get oxygen to the brain, you're also probably not getting it to the heart, which is why many heart attacks and strokes happen first thing in the morning. It's the most dangerous time of the day, first thing in the morning waking up. Well, no wonder. If you're not getting good air, that stresses the body for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. So scientists at Sydney University finally agree with me, but they don't say they agree with me. They suggest that snoring and sleep apnea could shrink parts of the brain by reducing oxygen levels in the blood. The study found those with sleep apnea had reduced thickness in their left, right, and temporal lobes, which are memory centers of the brain and linked to dementia. These changes were linked with poor performance in a memory test where people were given a 15-item list and asked to recall it after 20 minutes. Professor Sharon Naismith, who led the study for the Brain and Mind Center at Sydney, said, "Our results suggest that we should be screening for obstructive sleep apnea in older people." And you want to know what? Even if they pass, why not give them oxygen at night? As long as they don't have breathing disorders where that could affect their respiratory drive, why not? They say there's no cure for dementia, so early intervention is key. The research shows that diagnosing and treating OSA could be an opportunity to prevent cognitive decline before it is too late. I agree. So what they did is they looked at 83 people over the age of 50 who were concerned about memory problems to a sleep clinic. The participants slept normally while airflow through their nose and blood oxygen levels were recorded. How do we tell the blood oxygen levels? Little baby pulse ox, those little baby things that we stick on the finger. So it's not an expensive test. Graded on an index for sleep apnea, 63 of the 83 had a mild to severe form of the condition. The results published in the European Respiratory Journal show those with low levels of oxygen in their blood had reduced gray matter in their temporal lobes. They say this loss of brain volume has been linked to devastating memory loss. All right, so I agree with you guys, but I still suggest that we, try to incorporate more oxygen therapy at night. A New York mother has spoken out about the potential dangers of a light-up sneaker. It's a sneaker that I guess lights up. I haven't seen these things. I guess they're called S-lights? I'm not sure. Haven't seen these shoes. But this New York mom said it left her son with second-degree burns on his feet. She shared photos of her son Peyton's injuries on Facebook. Said it happened after the sneakers got wet during water day at school. When the sneakers got wet, it caused him to release a chemical that burnt the bottom of his feet. He did not complain to his teacher. He waited until the next day until he came home to tell us, oh, poor baby. Oh, poor baby. Oh, gosh. So she and her husband have 9 children. Her son was wearing Skechers brand Skech Rays on June 24th, the date of the reported injury. The family had never had a problem with the shoe before. His specific shoe, Skech Rays, had an off-on switch. If parents buy these, I recommend they do not get them wet or jump in puddles. I know kids love them because of the cool lights, but be careful. You know, that is interesting. I do remember my kids having tennis shoes where every time you walked, it did flashy lights, which was great. So then at night you could see them, you know, or if you're going for a walk, you could see them. But then everybody had them, and then you didn't know who was your kid. So the pediatrician sent him to a foot specialist. I think the shoes have to be recalled. Everybody gets their foot wet. I mean, my dog takes a leak in the house. Boom, they're going to get wet. So he got an antibiotic cream. My guess is one of these sulfa-based burn creams. And he's off his feet. His feet are wrapped. He's unable to play. But, wow, dangerous stuff. Second degree is where you're going to blister. Third degree is where it really goes deeper beyond the dermis and you char and you could even lose nerves. First degree is where it's only the epidermis. And so you have the different layers of the skin. So first degree, like a sunburn, that'll include, or a little deeper than that, usually goes to the epidermis. Second degree, more to the dermis. And then third degree, even deeper than that. So according to Skechers, they say Skechers footwear products are rigorously tested for safety. Skechers has sold millions of pairs of children lighted footwear worldwide, has not had one incident of the chemical burns. Notwithstanding, her post has been brought to our attention, and we immediately contacted her, inquired about her son, and asked her to send us the shoes so we could determine whether the shoes contributed to her son's injuries. Oh, yeah. Mom's going to send the shoes, but that's bad. Poor Len, you see who knows? All right, he's going to be okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A new study published this week, very interesting, has come up with the finding that men with higher testosterone have been shown to stimulate a higher preference of luxury or status symbol goods. Authored by researchers at Caltech, the Wharton School, NCZRT Laboratory, and the Sorbonne University, boy, they really used a lot of, you know, power to get this study through. The study suggests there is a measurable causal relationship between the hormone testosterone and one's desire for higher status brands and goods. Why can't all these brilliant minds work on cancer or autism? So, I see some of you guys in your fancy cars. Testosterone has been linked to wanting to showboat, aggression, etc. But, if you're trying to attract a female, sometimes it works. As a female, I'm embarrassed by stuff like that working. But I notice it on the street. I mean, you get my attention. I don't want to date you. I don't want to marry you. But you definitely get your, you know, the attention. See, you know, men and women were animals. All right? And it's going to be survival of the fittest. And somebody who knows how to get the attention, right, in a world of competition, is going to be one step ahead. You know, you always hear, you know, guys talk about sealing the deal. Well, they have to first get that handshake. I mean, they first have to get in. And sometimes getting in is being noticed. Now, you know, I am not the typical girl. So when I was in school, I didn't have, well, I mean, I did have big boobs, but I hid them because I was embarrassed by them. I was like, I didn't want to look, you know, slutty or anything. But I didn't look like the cheerleaders did. I wasn't cute. I wasn't blonde. I didn't think I was pretty. Everyone said I was, but I look at my pictures. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I totally didn't think I was pretty. So for me, to get a guy's attention, I would make jokes. That's what I was good at. And I would be, and I'd make some real funny jokes. I was really proud of that. And that's how I got the attention. That's how I got my husband's attention. That's how I got anybody's attention, being funny. So when guys do showboat, peacock, you know, and yeah, maybe they do have some underlying extra testosterone, and that may make them more successful. But keep in mind, another study came out saying that women may not find you to be the marrying type. Now, some of you guys listening to that are probably like, whew, thank you. All right, but for other guys, like, nah, 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 I'm still looking for, you know, a mother of my children. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.